The following is the audio version of a video released at peakprosperity.com. Visit peakprosperity.com to watch the video and to find other insightful content such as articles, discussion forums, and exclusive subscriber-only content.
Hello, everyone. Dr. Chris Martinson here with a very special and extremely important message. I have just received another YouTube strike, and this time it was for some content that I had put out where I was just reviewing data. And of course, in these times where freedom of speech is under attack, where censoring is rampant, where you have no recourse, where you can't see your censors, you can't talk to them, you don't know if they even have a high school degree. We don't know who they are, or what their motives are, or what their qualifications are. But I am a scientist. My PhD is from Duke University. Pathology is the department. Toxicology is the specialty. I did a lot of in-house lab research. I've written papers. I've been published in the best science journals in the world. Even more than that, I have an MBA from Cornell, so I know numbers, I know statistics, I know how to analyze things, I know how to put stories together, and that's what I do. And YouTube has taken it upon itself to decide that the kind of information that I bring, by the way, every bit of which is carefully researched and sourced, and if I make a mistake, I will backtrack and I will correct that mistake whenever I make one of those and it's brought to my attention. So this is another case where I brought some data out that YouTube decided was too sensitive or didn't like it or its advertisers weren't going to like it or ran counter to some official narrative, and so they struck it down. Now, this is a brand new YouTube that's far more censorious than it has been in the past. As a rewind, January 23rd, 2020, I put out my very first video about this pandemic. I called it a pandemic within 2 days. And it was a month and a half before the WHO finally came around and also called it a pandemic. Now, I was using the WHO's own guidelines to determine that it was a pandemic. And so I called it as such. If the same YouTube that exists today existed back then, that video would have been taken down, and I would not have in my email thousands of emails from people saying, thank you, because of you, I was able to get prepared. Because of you, I had N95 masks for my entire family, for my entire company. I was able to position my company to soften the worst of the blows of this particular pandemic. I literally have thousands of emails to that effect. Then later, I was saying masks were important and the CDC was saying they weren't. And I disagreed with the CDC. Again, today's YouTube would have stricken that video down and said that was inappropriate. Every single step of the way, I've been in front of our health authorities. Why? I think it's my $139 Comcast connection. I should get them one. But this is the nature of the beast. I turn out to be faster and more nimble in my analysis than many of these giant institutions. And I'll put my track record up against theirs any day of the week. And I'll win every day that we do that. Because my track record has been both in advance of and more accurate than the health authorities. And once again, I've surfaced some more information that is very accurate. I'll stand by it. I might be wrong, but I'm probably not, because both the data and my intuition says it's right. I'll let you find that video and you can see it. It's probably, you'll have to find it over on Odyssey or some similar place. But I'm not here to talk about the actual data right now. I'm here to talk about freedom of speech. I'm here to talk about censorship. I'm here to talk about why those evils are never the right answer to any circumstance ever in history, but especially now. If we can't even get it right to be able to have an open, full-throated conversation about the data and the wiggles and jiggles of what we know and don't know and the changing narrative around things like COVID and the treatments for it and all of that, if we can't do that, how are we going to have the harder conversations we need to have around energy policy, around the disappearing insects, around the fact that we're farming in ways that are degrading soils, about the fact that we have a gigantic, enormous set of predicaments facing us? The Federal Reserve is printing hundreds of billions of dollars per month. We are trillions of dollars in debt as a nation. These are big issues, and we should talk about them. But guess what? In this new world, on the slope we're on, YouTube will probably tell me I can't talk about those things either. Even though I've researched them, even though I have lots of data, even though all I want to do is have that conversation. And my mind isn't settled on any of these things. Science is never settled on any of these things. You want to know one of my favorite quotes? Pablo Casals, world's greatest cello player. He's 90 years old. A journalist is trying like crazy to get an interview. Takes 6 months, finally gets an interview with a guy. They only have 15 minutes. One of their first questions was, Pablo, why is it so hard to get an interview with you? And he said, well, I have to practice. And they said, come on, Pablo, you're 90. You're the best there is. Why do you, what do you mean? Why do you practice so much? And he said, because I think I'm finally starting to notice some improvement. You know what I take from that? We can always improve at anything we do. The science is never settled, not on anything. What I thought I knew about DNA 15, 30, 20, 30 years ago when I learned about it is now we know more, and it's not true what I learned before, or the truth has been augmented. My commitment to you is that I'm going to continue to surface the truth as best as I know it. I'm going to find that data. I'm going to bring it to you. And if you're my kind of person, what you're going to do is turn that into actions that are going to help make you and your family more resilient, safer, happier, hopefully even wealthier as we go through this. That's what I do. And I'm going to keep doing it, even though we have these highly hypocritical censors at YouTube saying, you can't talk about that stuff, Chris. We've determined that that's medical misinformation. Well, who gets to determine what's medical misinformation? By the way, if you want a full-throated debate on is the Earth flat, which is a completely ridiculous scientific theory to me, you can have that debate over on YouTube. None of those videos ever get pulled down. Why? Because those videos don't actually threaten any of the existing status quo or any of YouTube's major financial entanglements. So these strikes that I get have very real-world consequences for myself, for my team, for my staff, for everything that we're trying to do in the world, and what we're trying to do is be helpful. My particular gift is finding information, synthesizing it, and bringing it to people in a way they can understand. I will do that regardless of how uncomfortable that information is for whomever is out there running these little sensory things. But here's my warning to all the people who are gleefully censoring right now. That dog will turn around and bite you someday, and you're not going to like it. This is a very slippery slope we're on. This is about freedom. It's about democracy. It's about having a future we can believe in and hand off to our children and be proud of. If we do not stop this censoring here now in its tracks, we're going to wake up soon in a world we don't recognize, that we don't like, and we'll be full of regret saying, oh, if only we could rewind the clock. Well, guess what, folks? The clock has been rewound. Here it is. It's happening right now. This censorship has to stop. So, fortunately, there are people increasingly dedicated to free speech, to a free inquiry of ideas, the scrum of science, to seeing what the data will tell us, and most importantly, are humble enough to say we don't actually know what's going on right now. There is no scientific consensus. There is no consensus view on what the right thing or the wrong thing to do is in a brand new pandemic, for instance. So that's that fight right now. It's not really about COVID. It's not really about vaccines. It's about our right to talk about things freely and openly as adults, as intelligent human beings, as individuals who have rights and responsibilities to make the most of the life that we've got and to freely explore ideas, no matter how uncomfortable they are, for somebody. Thank you very much for listening. Please share this message with as many people as you can, and just know this, I am not going to stop being who I am. That's my commitment to you. Bye.